your favorite albums of 2013?
Oh, man. That's tough. It's not to just say one of my favorite. Let's see, let me make sure I get my years mixed up either. My favorite is probably that Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds record. I think that was 2013, wasn't it? And let's see, what have I been listening to lately? The New Russian Circles was really good. I believe that was 2013 and not 2014. Agrimonia was awesome. That came out, that was 2013. And maybe one I listened to a lot, an acoustic guitar player named Daniel Bachman. That was a great record too. That was last year. There, Doug.
So what's the future for Skeleton Witch looking like? I know you've got the European leg coming up in a little bit, but what's going on after that?
Yeah, we have, well, actually, the next thing we do is four shows in Southeast Asia, and then on our way to do Australia and New Zealand. So that is coming up in April. And then after that, we'll have a little bit of time off after that, and then this summer we're going to go do festivals in Europe and do some headlining in between the fests. And then in the fall, we're going to do a nice proper headliner in the United States because we haven't done one yet since the new record came out.
Cool. And are you going to continue to put out an album every year or the year around Halloween?
You know, I don't know. It's funny because a lot of people think that's a premeditated thing, but it's actually not. It's actually the weirdest coincidence. It happens just that way every time. I guess we're just on some weird cycle that we're unaware of because it wasn't planned out. And we're like, holy shit, coming out around Halloween again. Like, it just feels right.
Season of the Witch.
Exactly. We should release it at midnight at the witching hour on Monday night. So actually, maybe we'll do that next year, next time, whatever day it comes out.
Do you think it'd still be a little bit too early for a live DVD?
Not really. I mean, we have a lot of footage collected throughout the years, even with, you know, different members in the band, you know, from really, really early stuff to we took a lot of footage of this last tour. So, yeah, eventually we'll maybe cut something out. It's just, right now it's not the, you know, top priority. The top priority is just getting touring more on the new record. Eventually we're going to re-release our first album because people keep asking for it.
Awesome.
And, yeah, we're going to keep, you know, it's not for any other reason. And we're like, okay guys, come and hang on. And people are, you know, hitting us up all the time about it. So we need to get that back out there. Plus Servants Unleashed, so they're, you know, but right now the focus is on that, and once things kind of die down, maybe we'll put out the old record due to semi-popular demand. We started writing stuff. I mean, I started writing stuff. I know Evan has for the next record, too, so there's always, you know, things like that to focus our attention on.
Now, there's the new Superman movie that, you know, people are being questionable about the casting and the direction that it's going to go in. I mean, I don't know how much you really know about it, but
who did they just sign on?
Well, I think Henry Cavill is going to be Superman again, but, you know, Ben Affleck is going to be Batman, and Jesse Eisenberg is going to be Lex Luthor, so, I don't know, what do you think about those guys?
I honestly don't have much of an opinion. I think we should recast Michael Keaton. That's my opinion. Bring him back.
So
you can recast him as Batman, but him playing that snowman in that movie.
Oh my god.
That's what I think.
So Jack Frost in a Batman costume.
Yes.
Oh my god. He just melts all over people. he throws bat shaped snowballs.
Yeah, they should have done that during the one where where Batman was against Mr. Freeze,
because
he was sort of impervious to it.
That was like the only thing that they didn't do with that movie.
Yeah, that movie was pretty awful. My official stance on it.
And I think Arnold is going to be in another Terminator one now that we've got him somewhat on the subject. So I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah, that could be. We will see.
Yeah. Well, or we'll make the better judgment and not see it.
Yeah.
Just depends on all the nostalgic, I don't know. And then they got the RoboCop movie that's coming out now. I don't know if they needed to do that at all.
No, they didn't. I'm so tired of these awful remakes of movies. I mean, come up with an original idea, please.
Yeah, it seems like the only new idea they have are comedies. And
yeah,
even those are mostly terrible.
Yeah.
Hollywood is dead.
Yeah, it's not so pretty much. I mean, there's some interesting stuff, but not. This is the big version stuff. It's pretty awful these days.
Yeah. Well, at least movies. At least music is good.
Yes. There's still a lot of good music out there.
At least music is good.
There's that.